The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Romans 1, the first chapter of the book of Romans, is describing the pre-flood world many years before the flood and this end-time world today. It's also describing the world right up to the time of the flood in Noah's day. And it is also describing this world today, at least the last 50 to 60 years, and that does include America. Notice what God has to say here in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. It says this, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." God says His wrath is going to be revealed, and if you want to know some of God's wrath, just read the book of Revelation. That is describing the very end time when Jesus Christ returns. We kick God out of our schools or colleges or government, and even out of our religious institution, including the churches to a great degree. Now, isn't that suppressing the truth? Christianity waters down the Word of God, adds to and takes away from God's Word. It seems that government just completely ignores God, His Word, and His authority in their life and how to treat their people. Have we become a secular humanist nation that have put ourselves above God or in place of God? Maybe we should ask ourselves this question. Maybe you should ask yourself personally that question. Do we as a nation and world think man is getting better and better, smarter and wiser, and will determine his own destiny? It seems we think there are no absolutes, and if it feels good, do it, and there's no black and no white. My friends, it makes me wonder if our government even wants to solve our many problems. This world, and I fear that includes our nation, seems to be set on power to rule the populace. Secular humanism is the underlying philosophy behind abortionists, the homosexuals, the evolutionists, atheists, the liberals, the socialists, the Nazis, and the communists. God is describing the thinking and the attitude of this world in the first chapter of the book of Romans, and that does include our nation in this end time. But our nation wasn't always this way. Neither did we always have the many evils and curses to live with that we have today. Continuing here in Romans 1, verse 18, "Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them." This world had its opportunity to know God. We, the United States of America, had our opportunity to know God, and we did for almost 200 years. But for the last 50 to 60 years, we have forgotten our God, and we are paying a high price for that. We have brought evolution into our schools and kicked God out. We think man is the highest and that he will take care of everything. Well, has he? And I ask, will he? Romans 1, verse 20 continues, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Yes, we have swallowed the theory of evolution because we don't want to obey our God. And God says we are without excuse, and indeed we are. We are without excuse for not believing and trusting and obeying our God. We are without excuse for turning our back on our Creator. Verse 21, "Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, knew God, but only Abel obeyed God. Yes, this is where we are. Our foolish hearts are darkened, are deceived, but we think we're wise. And God says, we haven't been thankful. And you might want to ask yourself, are we thankful today? Verse 22, "Professing to be wise, they became fools." God says, we, this world, are nothing but fools. Why? Because we have, and we are depending on our own understanding. We are fools for turning our back on God, our Creator. Fools for allowing that satanic, enticed evolution theory to come into our schools. But we seem to like that, because that makes us feel superior, the very highest of the evolutionary theory. Verse 23, says, "And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Yes, it seems this world will worship anything except the God that made them." God says we are an idolatrous world that has turned our back on the true Creator God. The theory of evolution has played a big part in that great evil. "Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves." This was going on before the flood, also in Sodom and Gomorrah. Will we get away with that today? Verse 25, "Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." When we began to teach evolution, we denied God. Yes, when we began to teach evolution, we denied our God. We have kicked God and His Word out of our life, His truth out of our life, our schools, our businesses, homes, government, and watered down His Word in our religious institutions and our churches. Romans chapter 1 is describing this world, and sad to say, it is describing our nation as well. You need to listen to what Paul was inspired by Jesus Christ to pen 2,000 years ago. This changing of truth of God for the lie began with Eve in the Garden of Eden, and Adam picked up on it very quickly. Both of them picked up on this great evil as soon as they had the opportunity, and it has picked up momentum ever since. A counterfeit religion began in the Garden of Eden, and it is very much alive today. That is the lie that Paul is speaking of in this verse. He also speaks of it in other places, such as 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where he speaks of Satan's ministers transforming themselves as ministers of righteousness, while their message is a false message. Paul is speaking about the lie of a false satanic enticed religion. Now the Muslims want to take over the world. Would it be possible that politicians want the same? Does communists, socialists, and those that hold the view of secular humanism want the same? Could we call evolution a religion, a false religion? Well, yes, we can, and we should. Are there views and ways based on truth? This first chapter of the book of Romans is speaking about the way this world is, and we need to listen to what God says. Romans 1, verse 26 continues, "For this reason, yes, for rejecting God, picking up the theory of evolution, not wanting to obey God and not obeying God, turning our back on our Maker, going our own way, which is Satan's way that has led us and enticed us to go his way and bring all of these evils that we're living with." Paul says, "For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature." Well, is any of that going on today? Does it produce a healthy society? Does it solve any problems? Or does it create more problems? Anytime and any way we disobey our Creator, God Almighty, we automatically create problems. We have swallowed the theory of evolution, so we won't feel guilty for ignoring the Word of God. We, the common people, still believe in God, and rightly so. It has been our leaders and our so-called educators that has pawned off this false philosophy or false religion on us and kicked God out of every place they can. Many still go to church. They still believe in God and God being the Creator. But it seems that more and more are turning their back on God in our nation and in this world. In Psalms 14, verse 1, notice what David was inspired to pen 1,300 years after the flood. "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good." Did you notice what David said, my friends? He said, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And they have done abominable works. There is none who does good." In other words, the way we're living our lives is an abomination to God. God says only the fool says that there is no God. Only the fools have accepted the theory of evolution. So says God. Now I'm just reading out of the Bible. I'm repeating what God has said. God is speaking of all that deny the Creator God. God says they are fools. That's plain words from God. God also said they are corrupt and have done abominable things or abominable work. meaning works that are an abomination to God. Verse 2, the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Now, it makes you wonder if God is looking at the children of men today and wondering if there are any that seeks God, who understand God and understand God's way. God knows what's going on in this earth. He knows your thoughts, your attitude, and your actions. He knows if you deny him or if you believe his word and obey it. Verse 3, they have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one. God said the pre-flood world was corrupt. The book of Psalms, as I said a few minutes ago, was penned 1,300 years after the flood. It is speaking of this world today. Christ did say, as it were, in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, meaning these last days that we are living in. Verse 4 continues, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord? God wonders. He says, he asks the question, have all the workers of iniquity, those that are just ignoring God, those that God called fools, he says, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord? Well, are we a nation, or are we a world as a whole that calls on God? It seems that we have lost all knowledge of our Maker. Only a few are left nowadays, my friend, that really has knowledge of our Maker, that knows God's Word, that studies and reads His Word, and tries to live by it. All this is repeated in Psalms chapter 53. God wants you to understand this. That's the reason that he repeated it twice in the book of Psalms. Back to Romans, Romans 1, verse 27. Said, likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. This was penned 2,000 years ago, but it sounds up to date. Verse 26 and verse 27 of the first chapter of Romans is describing our world today, and we see this going on. We can't deny that, my friends, how accurate the Bible is. Christ did say, as it were, in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the days of Christ's return, end time age. You can read of that in Genesis chapter 19 if you'd like to read more about what was going on in the world in Sodom and Gomorrah's day, what was going on in their cities and surrounding cities, for that matter. Now, you wouldn't think that is a wise thing, men with men and women with women, and it isn't. God said it is an abomination in his sight, but we could care less about what God says or what God thinks. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. But if you'd like to understand more about the way this world is and what's happening in America, we invite you to request our booklet, North America Listen, and How to Build Godly Character. If there ever was a time in the history of this world, my friends, since the flood, we need to build godly character. We need it now. And North America listens. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and request your booklet, North America Listen, and How to Build Godly Character. Or you may log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program and keep requesting our literature.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.